Blog Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed that. You know, like I said, quick short story, get the ball rolling, get the show going. But before I go into the actual gist of the show, I'm going to take a break, a quick break, get you, you know, give you a nice little rest. And then I'm going to let you know the twist that we have for the show. So don't go anywhere. I'm Adice Renee, and this is Hannah Your Biz Radio.
Hey, guys. What are you doing at this very moment? Listening to the radio, right? Well, why not take the few minutes you have and go follow the Hannah Your Business page. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Then you search for Hannah Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Hannah Your Business Radio and at Hannah Your Biz Radio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adice Renee. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift.
Hey, and welcome back to Hannah Your Biz Radio. I'm your host, Adice Renee. And before I get into the show, I want to tell you, I know that commercial you just heard said tune in every Wednesday. I was having some serious writer's block this week, so Wednesday didn't really happen. But it's okay. It's Friday. It's before the weekend. I figured, you know, get all my juices flowing. Actually, once I changed my topic, it's kind of just rolled there. I just said, like, wait, it could be about this. But anyway, that's a whole other situation. Anywho, it's time to get on with the show, as they always say. So this past week, I really had to think about what I could talk about involving family, because that's what our show is about today. It's about family and what family really means. To me, specifically, what does family really mean to me specifically? Excuse me, I'm sorry. And throughout a lot of this, I started thinking and realizing that I could talk about many different family traditions. I could talk about family values, all types of families, adopted families, integrated families, you know, those kind of things. But for this show, I want to focus more specifically on family love and how that love ties to the love and the celebration of Easter. Since today is Good Friday, and after all, this is Easter weekend. So there are a few things I want to share with you before I get into tying family and Easter all together, but don't worry, it will all come together, I promise. So let's start with talking about family love, or family in particular. Let me tell you this. I always remembered one of the biggest things about my family that I truly did not pay attention to back when I was a kid, was that there's no limit to how much we enjoy each other. And the older I get, the more I'm realizing that every single day, especially being so far away from my family, it's one of those things that just kind of clicks every now and again. But when my family was together, it's not about how much money we had or how much time we had or material possessions. It was just about the fact that we were together. Even if it's, you know, half of us together or a third of us together or all of the Hannahs together in one big pile and all of the extended people in our family, all of the children, all of the marriage couples, everything. If everyone was together, it didn't matter what we were doing, we had a great time. Growing up, we did a lot of family dinners every night. Even when my mom and I were just living together in Toronto, me and her sat down at the dinner table every night and had dinner, except when I had a late class or she had something late to do at church, but that's another story. Movie nights, game nights, big in the Hannah house. Uno, Monopoly, Disney trivia, sometimes Scrabble. And as we get older, we start to come up with these new games. There's this game that my family played 2 Christmases ago with these coins. I can't even remember the name of it, but it probably was the most exciting game ever. I mean, we were literally playing with quarters, and everyone was having a blast. It was so funny. But we made each and every game night exciting and eventful. I mean, even amongst all the joking and the laughing and the clowning, it was my family. Because everyone knew that at the Hannah House, you were going to have a good time, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. Now, I hope that there are plenty of you who have the same type of family as mine, experience a lot of the same things, which is absolutely fabulous. I mean, because I brag about my family often. Who wouldn't? But my question for you, and I hope that some of you actually answer this question, is what does family mean to you? What does it mean? What did your family do? What was so great about your family? I want you to comment under the question on my Facebook page. There's a big orange bubble that says, what does family mean to you? And after this quick break, I'm going to share a few of the responses. I asked this question also early this week, so I have a couple from there. But if I get some new ones, I'll mention those as well. Not a problem. But I'm Adise Renee. This is Hannah Your Business Radio, and I'll be right back. It's Monday night. You're working on your personal business proposal because you just thought of an amazing idea for a small business. Everything is coming together great. But then you realize you have to get the word out there somehow. That's where I come in. Ever thought about advertising for your business on blog radio? If so, I'm your girl. Public service announcements, party shout-outs, or just plain get your name out there. Email me, Adise Renee, at hannahyourbizradio@gmail.com, and I'll take care of everything for you. One simple conversation, and we are in business. Don't start your business without getting some advertising first. And radio, better yet, internet radio, is a great way to get started. So email me with your business name and the idea for your commercial, and we will go from there. hannahyourbizradio@gmail.com. Let Adise Renee do the talking for you. What's up? I'm Adise Renee, and this is Hannah Your Business Radio on blogtalkradio.com. And before the break, I asked the question, what does family mean to you? So I have a few responses from last week. I'm going to check to see if I have any new responses. It doesn't look like I have any new responses, so we're just going to go to the responses that I got earlier in the week. One of them was acceptance. This one I really liked a lot because I think as a people, we've gotten so wrapped up with not wanting or caring about what people think about us or what others say about the choices that we make, that we've stopped longing for that desire of acceptance from the ones that we love the most. Now, let me be clear. Just because you desire acceptance from your family does not mean that you won't live your life if they don't accept you for who you are. It just means that you think about telling yourself, you put the effort into your family understanding what you want to be or who you want to, or what you want to do, and who you want to be, and it doesn't change how important they are to you and how important you are to them. Therefore, I want you to accept me and love me for everything that I am and everything that I include. By telling yourself that, you've allowed your acceptance of yourself to pour into your family. That, to me, sounds like something great to strive for. I mean, just in my opinion. Acceptance. It's something that I think people forget that is important when it comes to family. Just because we've been so trapped in this. I ain't thinking about her. She ain't thinking about me. I don't care what they say. I mean, okay, fine. You don't have to care what everybody says. But you should want the people that you love and the people that love you to accept you for who you are. I recently started watching this show. This is, you know, kind of a random thing I'm going to throw in there. But I recently started watching this show called Pride and Prejudice. Now, if you know anything about the show, the movie Pride and Prejudice, it's a movie about a family of young women who their mother desperately wants them to get married. These women do not want to just, but the older women, now there's, of course, the younger women, but the older women, they don't want to just marry for money. They want to marry for love. Well, there's this one couple, Mr. Darcy and Miss Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is prideful and she's stuck up and she's selfish and she's like, I'm only marrying for a man that has this, 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 and that. And then, of course, and then there's, because I want to love him and, you know, all these wonderful things. Then there's Cersei, handsome, dangerously scary rich. But he's one of those stuck up types too. Lo and behold, they really are not very stuck up at all. They have a lot in common. They were just both prejudiced of each other. Throughout the movie, you recognize all this prejudice that they have about each other, all these things that they really don't care about, that they're not even trying to accept the fact that a lot of who they are is what they love about each other in the first place. And that's what I'm saying when it comes to acceptance. Everyone is so busy being prejudiced of others in our families and in our immediate groups and our immediate, you know, intimate settings, that we're not paying attention that those are the things that you love about that person in the first place. Which brings me to my next response that I got, which I actually hope that someone's going to say, but one of my friends just kind of said this to me, is that family doesn't have to mean that it's your blood. It can simply be a person or people in your life that have been so close that they felt like family from the beginning. I know myself, one thing I've always envied about others is the friends that they have that become family so easily. As an introverted person growing up, I really didn't have much of that. I had a few friends, but some of the friends I had have not really carried into my adult life. I didn't really open myself up to a lot of people. And that family love from other people, you know, if it wasn't my blood relatives, it really just didn't happen. But when I see people around me that have that family bond with, for example, people they work with, it's amazing to me. I've always said the best way to work, even if you hate waking up in the morning and going to that job, is working with a great group of people. I did have that once. Unfortunately, they all went their separate ways, and, you know, I don't really work with them anymore. But what I'm saying is that family can mean just that amazing, strong bond. There's this video that my mom tagged me of this woman. She's talking about her husband, and she's talking about his dying, and, you know, everybody else just praised him and said how amazing he is. And she starts talking about how some of the simplest sounds, though as annoying as they may be, are the things that she loves about him the most. It's the best thing. It's what, to her, made him family. I mean, sometimes people who are the weirdest and the noisiest and even the smelliest are still amazing to you in their own crazy kind of way, and that's what makes them family. People who care about your well-being, even when they have a million other things going on in their life, that's family. Friends that are there through the most difficult and amazing times in your life that could live thousands of miles away. But you know that that's that one friend who will never let the love they have for you keep them away from you. That's family. Family can simply just be the people around you that share in great moments with you, whom over the years you could not imagine life without those moments or that person. That's family. The last response I received was from Facebook, and it was unconditional love. Now, I don't want to go too in-depth on this one because it has a lot to do with what ties Eastern family all together. I will say, though, that when you have unconditional love from your family, you have something so much more valuable than money or fame or material possessions. Because when it's real love and unconditional love, it's infinite. And all those other things, they fade. They can fade fast. You can go broke. You can lose your fame. You can be a one-hit wonder and just gone. Materials, they can get stolen. You can get robbed, whatever. They can fade, the colors can fade. You know, you change them every year anyway. But unconditional love, that's for infinity. But that's all I want to say about that for now. I want to take another break and then talk a little bit about Easter. And then later we're going to tie it all together. Sound good? I'm Adise Renee, and this is Hannah Your Business Radio. And please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. What are you doing at this very moment? Listening to the radio, right? Well, why not take the few minutes you have and go follow the Hannah Your Business page. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Then you search for Hannah Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Hannah Your Business Radio and @HannahYourBizRadio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adise Renee. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift.
What's up, and welcome back to Hannah Your Business Radio. I'm your host, Adise Renee. And before the break, I'll give you a few things that people felt family meant to them. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about Easter. As I am a Christian woman, and Easter is a very important part of my faith, today is Good Friday. For those of you that are not sure what that means, you'll kind of get the gist when I go in depth as we keep talking. So I want to share with you some things I read in this article on thefamilyinternational.com. It's called Celebrating Easter. What does it mean? I'm just going to pinpoint a few things. I mean, I don't want to read the whole article because that would take forever, and we really don't want to do that. But anywho, so Easter is the most important Christian festival of the year, celebrating Jesus' resurrection 3 days after his crucifixion, aka Good Friday. Like Christmas, the meaning of Easter can be observed by our traditions, which are often hand-me-downs from our pagan past. The published results of a poll conducted by Australia's Sun Herald newspaper, in which people were asked what Easter meant to them, were in this order. Chocolate Easter egg, 54%. A long weekend holiday, 39%. By the way, I don't get a long weekend. Let me just throw that out there. The Royal Easter Show, 21%. Don't even know what that is. And a religious occasion, only 20%. Sydney's Roman Catholic Archbishop lamented, for many, Easter has no religious significance at all. It's just another secular festival. So we hear that. Okay, you heard that part, right? But I still need to keep listening when I, you know, some of this that I'm reading and see if that really makes sense. The Easter Bunny, lots of chocolates, where did all that start? Some scholars believe the name Easter comes from Eastre, the Anglo-Saxon name of the Teutonic goddess of spring and fertility. Her festival was celebrated on the day of the spring equinox, March 21st. The rabbit was a symbol of fertility due to its high rate of reproduction. At this festival, vividly colored eggs representing the bright sunlight of spring were given as gifts or used in egg rolling contests. Eggs were rolled at one another, and the egg that remained uncracked the longest was the winner. Kind of sounds like an egg toss to me, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But am I the only one who really wondered where the whole bunny and egg situation started? I mean, you really do learn something every day. That's for real. Now let me share with you what the article says about how Easter is celebrated. And remember, the Archbishop said that it's not a religious holiday for most. But I need you to still listen to some of these different cultures and how they celebrate. It kind of confuses you when you hear that statement. Excuse me. Greek Orthodox children are sometimes seen taping red dye eggs together. One child says, "Christ is risen," and the other replies, "Yes, he has really risen." in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Moravian Trombone Band plays hymns around the city before dawn and Easter to call their flock to attend a sunrise service at the old Moravian Cemetery. Easter is intertwined with spring in the Northern Hemisphere. New plants are shooting up everywhere at this time. In Japan, wild lilies sprouting up in many uncultivated fields during spring. The lily is a favorite symbol of Easter that is often used for decorations at this time. The pure white blossoms remind us how Jesus took us, dirty as we were, and washed us clean. And the lilies sprout after a long winter, so Christ gives us new life through the hope of his resurrection. Candles are burned during many Easter celebrations. In Russia Orthodox Christians, they hold a prayer vigil service on Easter Eve. A large lit candle on the altar represents Jesus in the light of the world. In East European countries, a lamb is an important symbol of Easter. Many people serve lamb for the Easter feast or make a lamb-shaped cake. This is probably my favorite line, so I need you to listen to this. Easter is a time to celebrate new beginnings. So as I read that article, I realized one very important fact that I kept noticing. Jesus, Christ, crucifixion, new beginnings, literally in some way, shape, or form, God was part of these celebrations. It's not really a coincidence if you ask me, because it seems that in many cultures, Jesus was what Easter was about, no matter how you put it. Yes, bunnies and eggs, it's fabulous. And it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I am all for letting children have a great time doing that and believing that. Believing in the Easter Bunny, go ahead. Hey, I'm not knocking it at all. I want my nephews to believe in Easter Bunny. I want my niece to believe in Easter Bunny. But in the midst of that, you have to share the power that Easter brings, the life that Easter brings for us. But in the midst of that, you have to share the power that Easter brings, the life that Easter brings forth. You can't let those things not be, yes, those are great. I mean, as my mother shared with me, I forgot to say this, my mom told me that the eggs represent new life, which is what Easter is also about. Chicks are the offspring of the new birth, and chocolate and, you know, bunnies are just a way to deliver it all together. And I'm all for it. Like I said, enjoy it. Have a good time. I'm not opposed to it. But like I was saying, in the midst of it, you have to also share the power that Easter brings and the life that Easter brings forth according to Christ. No, I'm not trying to preach to you. That is not my intention. My intention, like I said, is to tie the love of Easter into the love of family. Easter, love, family love. I want to tie all that together. Say, I'm not trying to preach, I'm not a reverend, I'm not doing that like my mom. I just want you to understand that in midst of the bunnies and the chocolate and the eggs, you have to really tie it into Christ. I'm going to take another break, and then I'm going to do exactly what I said, and that's tie family and Easter all together. This is Hannah, Your Business Radio, and I'll be right back. It's Monday night. You're working on your personal business proposal because you just thought of an amazing idea for a small business. Everything is coming together great, but then you realize you have to get the word out there somehow. That's where I come in. Ever thought about advertising for your business on blog radio? If so, I'm your girl. Public service announcements, party shout-outs, or just plain get your name out there. Email me, Adise Renee, at hannahyourbizradio@gmail.com, and I'll take care of everything for you. One simple conversation, and we are in business. Don't start your business without getting some advertising first. And radio, better yet, internet radio, is a great way to get started. So email me with your business name and the idea for your commercial, and we will go from there. hannahyourbizradio
hannahyourbusiness@gmail.com. Let it be Renee, do the talking for you.
Yes, we're back to Hannah Your Business Radio with your girl, Adise Renee. And now it's time for the main course, if you want to put it like that. I mean, it's not really a main course, but it's when I said I was going to tie Easter and family together. So we know what family means or can be. And we know what Easter can be for some and how it's celebrated in certain countries and certain parts of the world. But how do these two things go together, you ask? Simply because, again, all my opinion, let me say that, because the unconditional love of family is nothing without the unconditional love on Easter weekend. Like I said, I'm not here to preach, but it wouldn't be right if I didn't quote some scripture. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 10:17. "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again." And John 15:3. "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his for his friend's life." Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his for his friend's life. You don't have to be a believer, a Christian, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Whether you have faith or not, I need you to hear this. Fathers and mothers give their children life so that we can be great things, to love us unconditionally and without question, without malice or discussion or confusion. But my God, the Father, he brought his Son into this world to make all of that even possible by sacrificing his Son on the cross on this day to bring every single one of us new beginnings and new chances of life. That is what it means to show unconditional love. We're all part of a family, either by blood or by life, and we become a family because we celebrate that love that comes from this weekend. To many people around the world, that celebrate it in many different ways. We all become family as soon as God dies on that cross on this day. Whatever you believe, it doesn't matter to me, whatever you believe, but it's very difficult to ignore what's written. I mean, like I said, even all around the world in the article, you heard the word Christ and Jesus and crucifixion, and that the traditions focus around Jesus and Christ and bringing forth newness. In whatever way they celebrate, it still ends up being just that. Fake the funk if you want. Like I said, this is a Nothing Left Unsaid radio show. But family means nothing without the love of Christ and the resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. I'm not trying to preach. I'm not. If you need to just see it for yourself, go see the movie Risen. Very good movie. Not bloody or gruesome at all. If you want to understand more on something, go see it. It's a great movie. Then maybe you'll get the gist of what I'm saying. You probably won't become a believer after that. I don't know. I don't know what you believe. But seeing that movie will help you kind of understand what I'm saying. Okay, well, I know I said a mouthful, and I hope that everything made sense and came together in all the ways I wanted to do, because this really was one for the books. Even if I wasn't trying to preach, I know I probably did a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. And you know what happened? So how about one more break? Or, you know, okay, excuse me, not one more. How about another break? I'm Adise Renee on Hannah Your Business Radio, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. What are you doing at this very moment? Listening to the radio, right? Well, why not take the few minutes you have and go follow the Hannah Your Business page? All you have to do is go to blog.com.
talkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Then you search for Hannah Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Hannah Your Business Radio and at Hannah Your Biz Radio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adise Renee. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift. Hey, I'm Adise Renee on Hannah Your Business Radio, and it's time for...
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears. So last week, it was drivers. Drivers that seem to think that they don't have to go fast in the fast lane. Well, this week, it's buildings. Why? And I do mean why. As soon as it gets a little warm outside, does everyone in Virginia feel the need to turn the air conditioning on? Last week, okay, fine, it got up to 80, but that was one day, not an entire week. So you decide, since it's warm once, now everybody has to get frostbite? Okay, cool. No, it drives me insane because I can't stand the cold. I mean, I left Michigan for a reason. Snow in a deep and negative temperatures do not mesh well together. I dealt with that for 18 years of my life in Michigan. I have no desire to go back to it. So what makes y'all think that I want to freeze when I'm inside? Okay, it's hot outside. All right, but that don't mean we got to have the air conditioner on. Frozen. It reminds me of my little sister, Jasmine. I get it. New Orleans is hot, humid, all that. But she used to have the house on igloo. I'm so serious. Like, serious igloo motion. I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, why are we freezing? I mean, my sanity was really tested when I first moved to Virginia because not only did I have to overcome my disdain for bugs, and we ain't gonna talk about that, but I had to deal with my hate for the cold because I spent an entire winter outside, literally living outside. When I got to go into my apartment, on those 48 hours, oh, you best believe I had my heat on high. I was warm. I wasn't doing the whole cold thing. Because after that winter of sleeping and eating and peeing and crapping outside in the cold on days where it was under 25 degrees, I'm done with it. Done. So when I walk into a building in March, I'm not expecting to need gloves and a hat and a scarf and a jacket because it's so freaking cold. I realized how much I hated this the other night when I was at the laundromat. Mind you, it was only 65 degrees outside. And yes, in the sun, it felt nice. But oh my God, I literally want to find the system and turn it off myself. There is no reason I should be washing my clothes and can't even wait for them inside because it's so freaking cold. None at all. Just grinds every gear in my body, I'm telling you. Just grinds my gears. I'm going to take one more break because I know that was a lot. I just basically went off on a rant and a tangent. And then I'll give you the last segment of the show. My favorite part, personally, the quote of the day. Don't go anywhere on Hannah Your Business Radio. It's Monday night. You're working on your personal business proposal because you just thought of an amazing idea for a small business. Everything is coming together great, but then you realize you have to get the word out there somehow. That's where I come in. Ever thought about advertising for your business on blog radio? If so, I'm your girl. Public service announcements, party shout-outs, or just plain get your name out there. Email me, Adise Renee, at HannahYourBizRadio@gmail.com, and I'll take care of everything for you. One simple conversation, and we are in business. Don't start your business without getting some advertising first. And radio, better yet, internet radio, is a great way to get started. So email me with your business name and the idea for your commercial, and we will go from there. HannahYourBizRadio@gmail.com. Let it be Renee do the talking for you. Well, thank you for everyone who has joined me this week for this episode of Hannah Your Business Radio. I am your host, Adise Renee, and I hope that you've enjoyed this week's show, just like I have enjoyed every other show that I've done, especially my show last week dedicated to my mom. I think that probably was my favorite, but I enjoyed this one too, I think because it was about Christ. But it was supposed to be, I'm not going to lie, it was not supposed to be that deep. It just kind of went there. But like I said earlier, I had this serious case of writer's block, aka radio host block. I just could not think of anything that I wanted to say or talk about. It was like, whoa, empty brain. But the topic reconstructed it a little bit, and then it just started flowing like a river, just coming. But anyway, before we go, I want to give you the quote of the week. And since today was all about family and Easter, I think this quote fits perfect. It's more of a saying than it is a quote, but it works either way. The love of family is life's greatest blessing. Let me say that again. The love of family is life's greatest blessing. Plain and simple. If you ever have to question your blessings or anything else that God is or isn't doing in your life, always remember that. And that is for myself as well, because I find myself questioning my faith all the time. But anything that you feel God is or isn't doing in your life, remember, the love of family is life's greatest blessing. Thank you so much again for joining me today. It's been awesome. And make sure you tune in next week for the episode before I take a much-needed rest for spring break. I haven't quite figured out what the topic will be yet, but be on the lookout because I'll announce it as, you know, my brain starts to think of it. Oh, yeah, and follow me on Instagram at HannahYourBizRadio and like my page, HannahYourBusinessRadio, and follow on the show, blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Again, that's Instagram, HannahYourBizRadio. No spaces, no capital letters. Page on Facebook, Hannah You Are Business Radio, BIZNESS. And follow on the show, blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. I hope all of you have a wonderful weekend and a happy Easter. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a happy Easter and a happy Good Friday to you. Be with friends, have good food, and most of all, enjoy your family. I'm Adise Renee on Hannah Your Business Radio, and I'm outie.